Trump responds to SCOTUS refusing to consider E. Jean Carroll case. By Nick Gilbertson on June 29, 2026. President Donald Trump vowed to continue to fight the lawsuit E. Jean Carroll brought against him after the Supreme Court declined to consider the case on Monday. Trump took to Truth Social in the morning to respond to the court's decision not to take up the case. Surprisingly, the Supreme Court declined to review a fake case brought against me by a woman I never met. Decades-old celebrity photo line, standing with her husband, does not count, he wrote. I will continue the fight against this weaponization and lawfare case against me, including the ridiculous claim of defamation, with all of my power and strength, he added. The president contended that the state of New York enacted the Adult Survivors Act in 2022 to allow a case to be brought against him. The Adult Survivors Act created a one-year window for alleged victims of sexual assault to sue without the barrier of a statute of limitations. Breitbart News has highlighted serious concerns with the woman's entire story. This case is really against the United States of America, and all it stands for, and should never be allowed to happen to another president, or candidate to be, he wrote. New York State created a law, for an instant speck of time, going back many decades, in order to wrongfully nab me. It was tailor-made, and this injustice cannot be allowed to stand. Thank you for your attention to this matter, he added. Trump was found liable in the case in May 2023 in order to pay Carroll $5 million, and an appeals court upheld the ruling in December 2024. In a separate case, a civil jury ruled in January 2024 that Trump must pay Carroll $83 million over his social media commentary on the matter. The Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals rejected Trump's appeal of the defamation award in September.